This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
July 1st, the first of the month. In 98 on this date, White Zombie sung Thunder Kiss 65. It was played at an ear-splitting levels for 4 hours straight from a van parked outside Barbara Streisand's Malibu villa to ward off paparazzi during the singer's wedding to actor James Brolin. It's a good move by Barbara Streisand. In 68, the band released their debut album, Music from the Big Pink, which included the group's first hit, The Wait. In 83, a New Jersey-based quintet called Bon Jovi signed to Mercury Records. In 2003, Kid Rock ended his relationship with Pam Anderson. In 66, the year I was born on this date, Janis Joplin moved into Big Brother and the Holding Company's house in California's San Geronimo Valley. And in 2008, on this date, Crew Fest kicked off right here in West Palm Beach. The inaugural tour featured Motley Crue, Buck Cherry, Papa Roach, 6 a.m., and Trap. And some of you are going, I was at that show. I went to that concert. So there you go, some of the things that happened today in music history. Also, I hope everything is well for Bret Michaels, man. It's crazy. That whole tour, he just got hospitalized. So now he's off that tour with Poison, Joan Jett, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. And think about that tour. So Tommy Lee broke 4 ribs, so he can't play. Vince Neil can't sing. Now you've got Bret Michaels with some kind of undisclosed hospitalization. He had a bad reaction to some medication, so they had to get him out of a Nissan Stadium and get him to a hospital. So he's out now. Bret, by the way, released, he posted something on Twitter. He says, to the incredible fans in Nashville, thank you for all the well wishes. I was truly fired up to get on stage in the Music City and perform, but due to unforeseen medical complications and following hospitalization, it was not possible. I send my deepest apologies for being unable to rock the stage tonight. I'm working on being back 100% very soon and hope you rocked hard with my friends Motley, Leppard, and Joan and Classless Act. There you go. I guess there was a band called Classless Act as the fourth band. So they added a band for the hell of it.